Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5 is live this morning at Hennessy's Tavern at St. Patrick's Day. Do the Irish thing, please.
Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day. You know what? This microphone's going to smell of bacon in a minute.
I really don't want to be that close to you right now. I ordered some corned beef and cabbage. I've got a Guinness. The entire band Parlor Tricks is here. Hi, Parlor Tricks.
Hi. Woo!
And then Lily Cato from the band is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's your birthday.
First of all,
so happy birthday.
Thank you.
Does it always fall on St. Patrick's Day?
Sure does.
It's the same thing every year.
Same thing every year.
Wow. Kind of a question is that.
I forgot
it's
if it changed.
March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. No, I sometimes have a birthday in June when I feel like it.
What?
I wasn't sure if it changed every year or not. So you knew it was St. Patrick's Day, but some of your band wasn't even aware of that.
Yes.
Because one guy walked in this morning and wondered why I was drinking a Guinness and
why
our show's
we were doing
live
this in a bar
radio.
Right now?
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. It's St. Patrick's Day. And they called an audible for us this morning because they were going to come to the studio and play live and do all that. Then we remembered we're at a bar. So props to Parlor Tricks. Thank you for coming in here. You guys are from New York.
Yes.
So you're in Orange County, Southern California, on a little tour.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done the whole country thing before?
No, never this extensive. No. We've been on the road for pretty much the whole month of March with the band Electric Six. Mm. You know that?
Yeah, very cool.
From Detroit.
Yeah.
Gay bar.
Yeah. I want to take you to a gay bar. You know that song.
I know that song.
Yeah. So what do you think of it?
Now you got me. We've been to... Did we go to a gay bar together? Did I go with Susan Davis? Main Street Bar. Watch the drag people. Anyway, should we move on and talk about something else?
So that's cool. I mean, they must have a really kind of rambunctious audience, that band.
Yes, very.
And does that fit your music as well?
Yes, we've been ramping it up to meet them at their level.
Right.
Which has been really fun because that's kind of getting back to our... roots. When we started, we were a very sloppy, rowdy band that never rehearsed. And then we decided to like try the functional thing for a while. And then we got bored and we were like, let's bridge the gap.
You're a pretty big band. I mean, you're six people.
Yes.
So that's kind of hard to wrangle in, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that wasn't a question.
So. Yes, you are correct. No, you know, we're really close. We're really good friends, and there's three dudes and three women, which kind of lends itself to like there's a sort of element of equality, just in like everyone.
Yeah, I was told to ask you about that. Is it like a feminism thing in your band where the guys are equal to the girls, or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, people are crazy. The things that people say to us after shows blow my mind every single day.
Negative things.
Well, yeah. Things about us being girls and having girl parts and stuff like that.
It's just the Electric Six fans.
It might be.
They just got out of the game.
It might be. It's true. Maybe they're just confused.
Yeah.
But no. But it's we're very lucky to be in a band that. I don't know. There aren't a lot of bands that are like half and half.
Right.
And I don't know. There's never no drama. Nothing.
Bacon Boy?
Really? No drama? So nobody's dating each other, or are you three couples?
Nope.
No?
None of it.
Is there a law against that now?
Yes.
In the band? There should be.
Yes. Everyone had to sign a waiver.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No fiddling around on the bus.
None.
No.
None. We have a demerit system.
No, you might really, because that'll be the end of it.
Yeah.
Finished.
No, we joke that the one time that anyone like the band will break up, like you know, but it's just not no.
It's not a, nobody, not a question. It's absolute guarantee, Lily.
That's
trust
right.
me.
No, I know. But no, we don't. I don't know. Yeah.
Today might be different. You guys are drinking at 9 a.m., so who knows what tonight's going to look
That's
like.
That's true. Today is different. We'll check back in
It's your
tomorrow.
Birthday at St. Pat. Oh, my God. Who knows, Lily?
I know.
All right. So this Friday, you're at the Troubadour in Los Angeles.
We are.
And then you're doing the Observatory, which is our closer venue, Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
How are those selling? Does it look like it's going to be
big
crowds?
Yeah.
Cool.
Really, we're really excited. It's our first time on the West Coast in general. So we couldn't be more excited.
Right. And how did you get here? Are you doing like a bus van thing the whole way?
Van.
Oh, my God.
15-passenger van.
Wow. All the way across the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a lot of stops as you go back?
Smells like something in there.
Well, you got three guys in your van. Yeah.
Yeah, we started in just outside of Chicago and then went through Michigan and Kansas and a lot of Texas and Arizona. Now we're here.
Wow. Lily Cato again from Parlor Tricks is in Hennessy's with us. I almost said in studio, but we're not in the studio. We're live at Hennessy's today. And you just released a video that you're really proud of.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. We released a video for the title track of the album, which is called Broken Hearts, Broken Bones. And it's, the concept was based on a incident at a grocery store. I was waiting in the checkout line one day at my local grocery store in Manhattan, and a very popular ballad came on the radio, and I noticed that literally everyone around me had started singing to themselves, like an old man and like a woman with a baby and like some teenagers and all the checkout girls. But, like, no one was acknowledging each other or looking at each other. It was just like very earnest, passionate singing of this like sappy ballad. And it was like very funny, but also oddly moving. And I went home and I wrote it down. And then I was like, this needs to be a music video one day. And then I found the amazing director, Danny Brownwine. And she nailed it. So it's very, very dear to us because it actually came out the way that we had hoped.
Yeah.
And
that's on YouTube or your website or whatever.
Yes, that is on all the internet.
So where would you like people to go to learn more about you or to see your tour dates or whatever?
ParlorTricksMusic.com or our Facebook page. Any of those.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I just think it's awesome that you came down all the way down here on your birthday to talk to us. It's killer to have great gigs and don't sleep with each other.
I agree. You two, too.
We've totally done that, but we're cool. We don't care.
Okay. Yeah. I take it back.
Yeah.
We listen to too much Electric Six.
My wife's
all
right
with
it.
That's what happens.
Tyler gives me something that my wife can't give me.
I hear you.
You know, so
that's
it's okay.
The secret to a long and healthy marriage.
Yeah, no, we're European. You know, we're very open-minded.
And do it differently over there.
All right, Lily Cato, Parlor Tricks in studio. The whole band's here. Will you hang out with us for a little bit? Have some beer and eat some corned beef? I mean, it's what? You don't have a show until... Two days.
Yeah. Plenty of time.
All right, we're live at Hennessy's Tavern this morning. We're KX 93.5. Thanks again to Parlor Tricks.